Zimbali Lakes introduces never-seen-before residences in Balito along the KZN North Coast. Inspired by the elements of open air and flowing water, the Tatali vision is one of pure opulence and privacy. Brought to you by the same IFA Hotels and Resorts team who developed the iconic Zimbali Coastal Resort, this is unprecedented living and a first for South Africa. Tatali is underpinned by international architectural design, security, privacy, and space. Unlock a world of sophistication by joining our exclusive invite list. Go to our website, www.tatali.co.za, for more information.
Sounds impressive, huh? Well, to tell us more about the offer that is Tatali, in the studio with me right now is Wayne Krambeck. He's a Senior Vice President of Operations at Zimbali Lakes. Wow, super title. And welcome to the studio, Wayne. Nice to have you back. I know that we've chatted before, so this is like old hat. Fantastic that Zimbali Lakes is a go. I mean, it's sort of never-ending story, really. It started and it stopped, and then started again and stopped. And then it started, and it hasn't stopped, and it's never going to, by the looks of things. It's really taken on a fantastic new lease of life. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Dave, I mean, history is exactly what it is. But, you know, we look forward and see where we're going. And, you know, things have really, really progressed well for us at Lakes. The sales have been phenomenal. And as a result, we've actually sped up all the construction on site to actually starting our phase three, which was only planned to really start in another year's time. So, we, as you said, nothing's really stopping it right now. And the momentum is there. We're getting all the infrastructure in the ground. And our first transfers have taken place at the beginning of this year, in February this year, and more taking place fairly shortly.
Okay, well, we heard the commercial that was Tatali, and we're going to talk about that because that is an extraordinary offer, an extraordinary opportunity, and certainly a very exciting story to tell. But before we get there, let's just take a little bit of a deeper dive into what Zimbali Lakes in general has to offer, because to many, it's kind of the extension of the Zimbali coastal estate, if you can call it that, that has been very much iconic North Coast premier living for so many years. But it's more than that, isn't it? There's a different ethos completely.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Zimbali Coastal, everybody knows it very well, not only locally in South Africa, but internationally. It's certainly one of the top estates in this country, if not the best. Zimbali Lakes itself, what makes it quite different is modern. You know, Zimbali Coastal was conceptualized 25-odd years ago, and now we're just changing with the times. You know, we're part of the same developers that developed Zimbali Coastal. We now have learned a lot of mistakes but more as we've modernized through this, having being pet friendly, number one.
That's an important point, really, yeah. Because there's an issue at the moment, I know, about the benefits of having companion animals. Generally speaking, I think the world is quite tuned to the fact that pets and living kind of go hand in hand. There's a certain amount of positivity that comes from that, the love elements and the joy that they bring. And Zimbali for a long time has been a kind of, well, it's an estate that has the ecology at heart, so you don't want cats on the prowl and dogs causing chaos, etc., etc. And that, I think, was the ethos under which it was developed. But of late, I know there's been a huge demand, if you like, for we want to have pets in our estate. And obviously, this is something that you've taken on board.
Yeah, and I think when Zimbali Coastal was developed, it was more it wasn't so much a primary residential estate. It was more a holiday destination in its time. It was a long, long way out of Durban itself. And now today, it's becoming a primary residential estate. And with that comes that demand from people. And we all know pets are an extension of our family. You know, when they become a huge part of our family, and you know, they don't argue, they don't fight with us, they love us when we come home, and you know, they become a big part of who we are every single day, and people want them in their daily life. So, yeah. So we are pet friendly, which is quite great.
But obviously, with a certain amount of protocol and rules that goes with it, because there's a lot of wildlife on the estate.
There is. One needs to control that. And you know, the difference between us and many estates is all our forest land sits in the valleys. Our houses are built primarily up on the high ground.
Yeah.
And the monkeys don't really like to go out of the forest areas and up into areas where they feel vulnerable. So, you know, I experienced that quite well in other estates I've been at, and where monkeys haven't been too much of a problem. So unlike coastal, we're not really forests into the homes. No. They're more kept down into the valleys where you can enjoy that wildlife and the buck. And
the bird life is outstanding on the property. I know because I walk my dogs there quietly. I have permission from but I keep an eye on it. I have this kind of parietal interest. It's the most beautiful piece of real estate. And it's a joy to see how once the sugar was removed and natural bush and grassland sort of reestablished itself for a while, it just became this paradise. And I'm very glad to see that your development is sensitive to that and is going to retain a lot of that magic, because it is magical. And it's very, very now scarce to find a greenfields development that takes into consideration the environment as well. So congratulations to you for that. Now, it's also a giant golf course estate as well. Right the way around the perimeter seems to be this enormous golf course, which apparently you don't walk anymore. Because I say, you know, if you're going to get people to walk and play around in 18 holes of golf, they're going to have to take a sort of day pass because it's going to take a full day. But in fact, now it's designed for golf carts.
Yes, it is. And I think all your modern courses are these days, because they spread over such a vast area. You won't find another golf course built without being on an estate, because it's just not viable to do it. They cost so much money. So you have to spread it over a big area, and that with that comes distances. So you'll find most modern courses today are dependent on golf carts. At the end of it.
A question that's been raised occasionally by people that look at this magnificent estate as they drive past it on either the main highway or the M4, I think, but if someone is driving off a tee right next to the highway, what's to stop a shank shot going straight through your windscreen if you're traveling north or south? It must have been something to consider.
I think, first of all, a good visit with your PGA professional will always help. But I mean, no, all jokes aside, I mean, on the N2 side, there's really no golf holes that the N2 comes into play at all. The M4, our 18th hole, is probably the closest, but you know, I think it would be very unlikely that anybody would be hitting any balls into the N4 itself. So M4, but it's pretty safe golf course and away from homes as well.
So the estate comprises of various zones that have now been opened. What do they consist of?
Yeah, so we've got a whole lot of different residential offerings, going from studio apartments from 1.2 million up to a piece of land, other than the Totali, which we'll chat about now, ranging up to 8 million rand for a piece of land. And funny enough, the expensive ones actually sell faster than the others. And obviously they've got all the beautiful views, ocean views, lake views, golf course, forests, and just encapsulates everything that the lakes has to offer.
So there is opportunity there for the young professional starter family to get involved. And then, of course, for those that have the ammunition and really want to splash, we'll talk about Totali in a second, because I believe that is exclusive on, well, they use the word steroids in inverted commas, because it certainly has captured the imagination. You've got to be invited to... Yeah, well, let's talk about that in a second. Just wrapping up the estate in general. For anyone that's listening to this and wanting to find out more and possibly visit the estate, is there an opportunity to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the only days we close is really Christmas Day and New Year's Day, and a couple of half days around those dates. Otherwise, our sales center is open. It's off the M4 between the Zimbali Northgate and Southgate Circle. You can't miss it when you go. We've constructed a brand new circle off the M4, and you can't miss it on your right-hand side coming down from Ballito to Durban side. And we've got sales staff there all the time, normally 8 to 5 on a daily basis.
So you can just arrive. You don't have to book an appointment.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got enough staff there to take care of everyone.
And how have sales been going?
They've been very good, Dave. I mean, we've had a challenging time since COVID. You know, I think everybody has. And despite that, I mean, we've got such a dedicated team. And our goal is always to beat the norm in what's happening out in the industry and think differently. And because if you carry on doing what you've always done, you will get what you've always got, you know. So we take on a slightly different attitude around how we do things. And the sale, we've been quite aggressive in going out and finding buyers. And that's worked exceptionally well for us. So, we've achieved all our targets for this year and look forward to another bumper year next year.
A cracker. Well, if you just joined us and you're wondering who I'm speaking to, I'm in discussion with Wayne Krambeck, who's the Senior Vice President of Operations at Zimbali Lakes, which is the talking point of the town right now, because it is probably the most exciting development. And one of the elements that makes it exciting is what we're about to discuss right now, Totali. I mean, this has got to be the notes that I've been reading say this is going to break all records from perspective of the concept in terms of state of the art security, privacy, convenience in terms of location. And when it comes to price, it's also kind of mind-bending. I think it starts at 12.5 million and 350 mil at the top of the tree. But that's not all, folks, as they say. You can't just go along and buy, or maybe you can if you know someone like Wayne, but generally speaking, you have to be invited to express interest, and then the conversation begins. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so Dave, I mean, it's a new precinct within Zimbali Lakes that used to be called the Water Club. And, you know, we wanted to rethink the concept around what we had on offer. And that's a precinct within the development that was actually going to, it's got a shopping center. It's going to have a whole lot of, you know, it's got mixed use hotel rights. It's got commercial rights. It's got retail. It's got accommodation. It's got every single right you can possibly have on a development. And we said, how do we differentiate this to anything else that's in the market, number one? And number two is, how do we start to compete against the Western Cape? You know, why is it that the Western Cape has all these magnificent properties sitting on there, obviously a beautiful coastline, but we have that and so much more to offer than what the Western Cape has. And we said, let's get ourselves out there and be one of the developers that actually put something in the market that is there for, you know, it's an elite few in South Africa, but also an international market that can come here and build something of really, really top quality, but taking security and all the other needs that we have in our life, you know, from be it electrical, be it security, be it Wi-Fi and connectivity to the rest of the world, but then also convenience, you know. So and we came up with a concept of Totali, which means cascading in Arabic. And we've got two products on offer there at the moment, and they're very limited. We've got Sky Apartments, which comprises of 22 units, which is penthouses and villas. And they start at 12.5 million up to, you know, it could be 100 million, depending on how you want to package this thing. So up until April next year, you can actually come and build your puzzle and tell us how big you want your apartments to be, your penthouses to be, with what views you like within the concept that's
But here. It's a very exclusive, in terms of numbers, it's a very limited offer.
It's a very limited offer, and every single unit that will be built will have its own access with its own lift with facial recognition, so nobody can just get into your unit. It's got its own gatehouse. They've got its,
so this is not Airbnb, huh?
No, there's no Airbnb and no short-term letting that would be allowed there, obviously. So, and then obviously we've also got our mansion sites, where there's only 21 mansion sites available. They start from 15 million rand up to 30 million rand for land. The biggest piece of land is just over 3,000 square meters. And there you can build up to six stories on those. You know, it's very unusual in South Africa, you know, a lot of people actually specifically in the Durban area like to live in, you know, three or four families living in one property. And this will allow people to do that because you can actually build different levels and different kitchens on different levels within that.
So you can build six stories?
You can, yeah. It's not to say everybody will, because some of them are actually underground. So what makes this so unique is on the ground level, you never ever see any vehicles. So everything goes underground in what we call an oculus. So a tunnel sounds terrible because it sounds like you've got this dark tunnel that you go in, but it's not that at all. And one can look on our website and see what's designed there. It's got these beautiful oculus, which means an eye opening up into the sky. It allows a lot of greenery and light to come in, and all these plants that come down this oculus that you drive down, and you access all your properties in a basement. So you can have anywhere from six up to 10 vehicles in your car library, if you want to call it that way. And then you got another floor, and then you start going up. But you can build two, three stories if you like. But they also have magnificent views, either inland over the golf course and lakes, or ocean views, lakes, golf course, and of course convenience on your doorstep as well with their own private sports club.
So this is going to add tremendously to the éclat of the area, you know, the élan. The kind of development that you're talking about is going to increase the property value, I think, of the entire brand Bolito. It's a marvelous development, a marvelous concept. How soon before we start to see some of these extraordinary structures in under construction?
Yeah, so we've got some really good interest at the moment from our release that we did, where we invited a whole lot of agents and clients to that, and we're busy working on about five or six deals on the mansion sites at the moment, and we're hoping by sort of July, August next year to actually get in the ground and start constructing the oculus and then the units thereafter.
And I presume, obviously, the caliber of those that can afford what you're talking about would include some very interesting names. We won't push you for them, but I would imagine you'll be seeing some extraordinary characters arriving in this part of the world real soon, because that's the level of what we're talking about. It's got to be on the international best opportunities map, I would imagine. It's an extraordinary concept, and what also I think we haven't touched on, and I'd like to maybe just briefly, is the element that falls possibly outside of the estate but is connected to and creates the opportunity for mere mortals like me to enjoy what the estate has to offer as well. And I'm talking about your retail section and the hotel, because one of the issues that I think estates have had in the past is that if you have a hotel that's open to the public in the center of your development, it creates access problems and possibly security problems. You've overcome that by building the hotel concept and the mixed retail, etc., on the outside. But it's still part of your estate.
Absolutely. It's part of the estate, but it is 100% accessible without going through security gates to get to all of that. And any apartments in that would have their own access into it. You know, it's no different to some of the apartments you find in Umhlanga, where you've got shopping centers. I think at the Pearls is very similar.
Yeah.
But to get to your units above them, you'd have to have security clearance to get up to them. But everything else is accessible to the public. And you know, it's not something we want to set at a benchmark that's just high-end. We want the general public and locals in Ballito to be able to come and enjoy those facilities as well.
The question always is, when does it start? When do we see construction? When can we get really excited?
Yeah, so we'll start probably in the second quarter of next year with most of the bulk works on that development. Some of it's already started, but just minor stuff. But I'd say the majority of it, by the middle of next year, you'll see massive construction happening with bulk earthworks there.
Hugely exciting. Mm. And once again, if you've just joined us and you're wondering what we're talking about, well, it's the new Zimbali Lakes, which is, well, let's just say it's a game changer. If you're looking at investing in the area, if you're in the area on holiday and thinking what a wonderful place to live, before you decide on anything, you should take a look at Zimbali Lakes. It's got so much, possibly so much more than you would imagine. And Wayne Krambeck is the Senior Vice President of Operations in the studio with me right now. He and his team will be delighted to show you around. Thanks so much for spending a little time and sharing that fascinating tale. I'm so excited. I'm just upset that I haven't been invited to to pitch on the Tatali offer. Who have you invited? I mean, has it got to be
Dave? Yeah, we've got a small circle that we invited, but we use estate agencies and people that are very close to us that are fairly well connected. And it was really just a reveal. So, you know, over the next 2 or 3 months, we will be inviting individuals and
high net worth, I think, is the label.
Absolutely. But, you know, sometimes the people that buy these are very understated as well, that you don't realize that they actually have the kind of money that they do have, and they don't really want to be seen to throwing it around out there and bragging about it. And then you get those that love the opulence and showing people what they actually have achieved in life. So, you know, it's for a mixed lot of people that are looking for security, privacy, and a really easy lifestyle, if you want to put it that way, with all the amenities that come with it, which is fantastic.
Next level. Zimbali Lakes. Wow. Wayne, it's been fascinating chatting, and I wish you huge success. It's going to be, as I say, a game changer. I look forward to watching developments. I see that terraforming going on daily, moving mountains. It's just extraordinary. And I know what's coming. I've had a look at the concepts, and yeah, I think you ain't seen nothing yet. Watch this space. You're tuned to 88FM's afternoon show, and the music continues on the other side of this.